The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our reading from Leviticus, and in the same one from the Gospel, is there anything in there that you didn't understand? Anything that you have a question about? Any statement that the law in Leviticus says, or that the Gospel, when Jesus is speaking, that was unclear, that didn't make any sense? It's a real question. Anything? No? You've all heard that before? That's good. That's good that nothing was unclear in that. Because that's exactly what the psalm is saying. See, the commands of the Lord are clear. I mean, that's clear cut. It's clear cut. It's saying here, don't defraud or rob your neighbor. We know you're not supposed to do that. It says here, judge your fellow man justly, not unjustly. It says, don't hold a grudge in your heart or slander your kin, or don't even, when you're reproving your brother, when you're calling somebody to task, telling them that they're doing something wrong, when you're doing that, don't incur sin on yourself by having hatred in your heart toward this person. It's pretty clear, right? There's no questions there. Well, then this whole reading from the Gospel, that's pretty clear too, right? Two sets of people, on his right and on his left. Ones on his right he calls sheep, the ones on his left he calls goats. What's the difference between the two of them? Does one of them have faith and the other one doesn't have faith? No, they both have faith. In fact, they both call on Jesus as Lord, which means that they recognize that he's not just a man, but he's also God by calling him Lord. So what's the difference? The difference is that some did what God told them to do, and the others didn't do what God told them to do. Faith doesn't save us. It doesn't. Martin Luther, Protestants, they're all wrong. Faith doesn't save. It's faith that is lived out in our works that saves. Jesus says, if you don't do these things, you're not going to enter into my paradise. If you do them, you got a shot. I invite you today to examine yourself, to see which ways in which you do these things. Thank God for them. And find out ways in which maybe you're not doing these things well. This is the season of Lent, challenging ourselves to follow the Gospel more clearly. Because I know that you're here on a day when you don't have to be at Mass. You truly do want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the way that it will happen is not by believing that our Father is good, but by doing those things which he asked us to do. As the psalm said today that Linda gave for us, the commands of the Lord are clear, and they give light to the eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.